Home Instead Senior Care provide care at home services to people in need across Harrogate, Ripon and Thirsk. But it's also important to them to look after the physical and mental well-being of their own caregivers. Through monthly meetings at Home Instead headquarters in Ripley, the team get together to share ideas and learn new things that they can use when out on the job, but also to ensure they're mindful of their own welfare. Ahead of Self-Care Week next week, I went along to this month's meeting hosted by Home Instead caregiver Nicola Triffitt, who is teaching the team the basics of chair yoga, an exercise that they can use to help their clients remain active, but also use themselves to ensure they're looking after their own well-being.
So what I'm going to do is, because I'm a caregiver and a yoga teacher, I'm just going to share some of the things that people can do to help themselves as a caregiver in their daily working life, basically. So yoga can be for all abilities, all ages, and you can fit it into your daily life, really. So we're going to do some breathing exercises. We're going to do some physical postures on the chair, because we're obviously a bit strapped for space in here today. And then we're going to do a little meditation at the end as well. So a lot of the things that we'll do today, they can take them to the clients and get the clients doing them next week as well, with obviously being self-care week next week as well. So I think that'll be really helpful, because like I said, anyone can do yoga, any ability, any age. So this is why it's so great.
What I want you to do is, I just want you all to just breathe in and feel your hands moving, so the breath in. So just take a really good deep breath in and just... And a... It just makes you feel really good.
So the team meeting here today, you'll be doing a bit of chair yoga and talking through as caregivers, maybe sharing a few ideas, but you're also, as part of Self-Care Week, you're also talking to each other about how you can look after yourselves when out on the job as a caregiver, aren't you?
Yes, that's right. So, you know, we drive a lot in cars as well, so that's, you know, because we're visiting other people's houses. So I'm going to give people some tips on how they can look after their body when they're driving a car, because we get in and out of a car a lot during one day, so you can imagine. Also, the actual care that we give to the people, personal care, things like that, making beds, so your back obviously gets quite a lot of stress put on it in this job. So I'll give people some tips on what they can do to relax the back at the end of a shift. Also the mind, obviously we are driving, so it's quite stressful being on the road sometimes, so you know, being able to let go of those feelings that you can have when you're in your car sometimes, when you're getting a bit frustrated sitting in traffic, and just generally your well-being, you know, and your attitude to life, really, because we're looking after other people, so we absolutely have to be 100% well to be able to care for the people that we're looking after. So it's really important.
Lisa Sterk, and I'm the community coordinator here at Home Instead. We hold a team, a caregiver team meeting every month, and we look at different subjects that are relevant to the job that they do here at Home Instead. But this week we're celebrating Self-Care Week, so we wanted to look at the importance of looking at what is important to our caregivers and how they take care of themselves while they do the job that they do out there in the community. And it isn't just about the amazing care that they offer our clients, it's also about the care that they offer themselves and show themselves.
I was going to say, because obviously it's quite a caring job, you're always thinking about the well-being of the clients. It's important to take a step back, like in today's session, and think about your own well-being as well, isn't it?
I don't think any of us do that enough, actually. You know, there's a lot of the time that we put other things before ourselves, if it be about being a mum or a wife or the job that you do. So it's really good that sometimes you get a little bit of regrouping, and you get reminded that actually without you sometimes is not a them. So if you actually take care of yourself, that's just as important. But like anything, Ben, it's the time sometimes. And what we've seen today that Nicola Triffitt's very kindly shared with us, he's given us some practical tips that we can do while we're driving, while we're in between clients, before we maybe go into a client. Maybe it's not been the really positive visit for you and it's been quite emotional, to just come back and to ground yourself before maybe you go on to another client. I think Nicola's given us some amazing practical things that we can take away from today's session, and hopefully Nicola's just made some of our caregivers realise today that yoga can help them in so many elements of their life.
You've been a caregiver at home instead for a couple of years now. For someone who's not quite sure what you caregivers get up to on the job, can you just talk us through sort of your daily routine, what you get up to with your various clients?
Oh gosh, it's so many things involved in the job. So with some clients, we help them get out of bed in the morning and help them get dressed and washed. Other clients, we take them shopping. So we just, you know, pull up in the car, get them into the car, and then we go shopping and help them put the shopping away at the end of the visit. We help people go to bed as well in an evening. We cook meals, we prepare evening meals for people, lunches. It's a real varied job.
There's also something else that you do here at Home Instead that sets you apart and helps with self-care for Self-Care Week. You've got an employee assistance program you've been telling your caregivers about today, Lisa. Just tell us a bit more about it.
So when all of our members of staff, actually, not just the caregivers, but also the key players and the people that work in the office, we have this employee assistant programme, and it's available to all of the staff who work at Home Instead. And it's a service that is offered free of charge, and it's totally confidential, and it enables them to access counselling. It covers issues such as time management, maybe financial issues, just all elements of everyday life that we sometimes find quite hard. And so this is a programme that is accessible to all of our caregivers and our staff. Like I say, it's totally confidential, and it's also accessible to the family and friends of our staff here at Home Instead.
Thanks again to Nicola, Lisa and the team at Home Instead for having me along to their meeting ahead of Self-Care Week and for teaching me some handy yoga moves to show off at home. If you want to find out more about the services they provide and how they can help you or a loved one, find them online at homeinstead.co.uk/Harrogate or give them a call on 01423 77 44 90.